Cyber warfare. It's not elite state-sponsored hackers in dark rooms typing furiously to bring down national grids. In 2026, it's more like a random email from your boss praising you for your stellar performance over the last period before asking you to help them out on a project or problem that is linked in the document. Only you can be trusted for this important task. Hi, I'm Lindsay Shooters, business and technology journalist at Daily Maverick, and I am dressed like my LinkedIn profile picture because that's one of the many sources of information these scammer and hacker networks are farming to unlock your digital vulnerabilities and corporate networks. Right now, South African municipalities are under digital siege. They are being targeted by opportunistic cyber criminals who look at our local governments and see only one thing: easy pickings. That's not my words, by the way. That's straight from the threat intelligent experts at Dark Notify, who Daily Maverick leans on when we need to reach into the recesses of the dark web. Our municipalities are sitting on vast, centralized gold mines of your sensitive data. I'm talking about ID numbers, physical addresses, billing details. It's highly lucrative, it's terribly guarded, and it's being sold for a quick buck while the people in charge are asleep at the wheel. So why are we failing? Well, it's a toxic cocktail of three things: no skills, ancient tech, and bureaucratic red tape. First, the skills crisis. Nationally, we have a human capital deficit in IT. Only one in three dedicated cybersecurity positions in South Africa are currently filled. You can't fight modern warfare with a ghost worker army. Then there's the hardware. Did you know that a recent internal audit found that 70% of network devices in the Gauteng provincial network were entirely obsolete? We are talking about end-of-service hardware that hasn't seen a security update since before the pandemic. Why can't they just buy new servers? Enter the CETA procurement problem. Well, it's actually more of a pandemic that Communications Minister Solly Malatsi is trying to get under control, but that fight is hard and long. Local governments are legally required to buy their IT systems through the State Information Technology Agency, CETA. But it's a bureaucratic bottleneck. So while municipalities wait months or years for a tender to be approved, they are forced to run these highly vulnerable legacy systems. And when they finally do buy security tools, they buy too many of the wrong things. The average South African organization runs 57 different cybersecurity tools. It creates alert fatigue. Nothing talks to each other. And as the experts say, complexity is the enemy of speed. Now, if you think that this is just an IT problem, you're wrong. This has real physical consequences. Just think of how much of our entire lives, our property details, our contact info is just sitting on these poorly guarded servers. Let's look at the track record. City of Joburg, 2019. A devastating ransomware attack encrypted the city's databases. Hackers demanded 4 Bitcoin, and the city was forced to shut down billing systems, e-services, and the emergency call center. And when you can't call an ambulance because a server was hacked, cybersecurity becomes a matter of life and death. eThekwini Municipality, 2016. A basic web app flaw exposed the personal records, IDs, and physical addresses of 100,000 residents. And it's not just history. Just last year, in 2025, the Eastern Cape Department of Human Settlements was hit by the Nightspire ransomware group. It took the department nearly 2 hours to even realize that there was an active hacker on their network. That was ample time to steal 20 gigabytes of data. Even small rural areas like the Elundini municipality are getting hit. Nobody is flying under the radar anymore. So how do these hackers breach the firewall? Spoiler alert, they don't. Because you don't need to hack a firewall if you can hack a person. Human error is the dominant factor in South African data breaches. It's linked to 95% of the incidents. The weapon of choice? Phishing. It's a form of social engineering. Hackers don't use complex code, they send deceptive emails and SMSs. They trick municipal employees into handing over passwords or downloading malware. Brian Palmer, CEO of cybersecurity awareness firm KnowBefore, said in a briefing that I was in that phishing attacks have surged by 269%. So how do we fix it? It's not actually that complicated. Number one, technology shields. Municipalities need to implement standard protocols like SPF, DKIM, and DMARC. I know it's an alphabet soup, but it's basically like the things that stop emails from being spoofed and fake domains from ever reaching an inbox. Number two, email signing certificates. This proves an internal email actually came from the boss, stopping targeted spear phishing dead in its tracks. And number three, the most important, employee training. Here's the bottom line. A local government that cannot protect its own digital infrastructure cannot protect its citizens, period. Right now, our digital doors are wide open and the thieves are already inside the house. If you want to dive deeper into stories like this, head over to Daily Maverick. Stay safe out there and watch what you click, except the like and subscribe buttons on this video. Those help a lot to keep these videos coming.